This message is brought to you by Kevin Rogers Ministries and City of Faith Christian Center. For more information, please visit kevinrogersministries.org or cityoffaithcc.org.
Changing from the inside out. We're going into another part called Changing from the Inside Out. Changing from the inside out. And Psalms 115 verse 16 said, "The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the children of men." So we, and you know, the overall thing about ownership is that we see that it's an inner man issue. And I think one of the definitions I gave you was dominion, which is rulership, lordship, caretakership, stewardship, and ownership. And ownership is to have legal or rightful title too. So, you know, ownership is an inner man issue. And so whenever you begin to do anything, what happened is what's on the inside usually grabs what's on the outside. You see what I'm saying? Proverbs 23, verse 7. I'm going to pick up where I left off on Tuesday night. Proverbs 23, verse 7. I'm just kind of review some things real quick. And it say, "For as he thinking in his heart, so is he." All right? So as he thinking in his heart, so is he. Then I showed you in Genesis 1:26 that we're made directly in the image of God. We're made directly in the image of God. Not our physical body, but our spirit, which is the real you inside of me and you. Amen. Whenever a person gets born again, their spirit become a mirror of God spirit, because we're made in his image. Amen. Well, right? We are made in God's image and after his likeness, okay? And within our spirit, he have given us dominion. But I showed you on Tuesday, that's another image that is contending with us, that is in us, all right? That's another image that is contending with us. And we must engage in the word of God in order to subdue that image. Amen. In order to subdue that image. And then I began to show you that, you know, most people want blessings, but they don't want to change to get them. Amen. Lord Jesus. All right. Most people want blessings, but they don't want to change to get them. All right. Change must be the primary to receive in a manifest blessing. That must be the primary thing inside, that you must change something to receive something. Amen. All right? Amen. We want freedom and the blessing or the stuff, but we don't want the change to manifest it. So I began to show you that there are several things that you have to do to move in a serious place of change. There are several things that we talked about. All right? One of the things I showed you, you got to start rehearsing why you can't change. Gave scripture to that. You can get the CD from Tuesday. I go through some of that. Then you got to start resisting change. Sometimes we resist change. Oh, yeah. All right? Yeah. And so, and I showed you can't hold on to the old and enjoy the new. It's kind of like standing between the lie and a truth, the lie on one side and the truth on the other. You stand in between trying to gap them. But it don't work that way. Okay? Then the next thing I showed you, you got to start making excuses for why you don't do things that is not consistent with the word. We have to really stop making excuses for that, okay? Somebody said change.
Change.
And so the next thing I showed you, stop changing with the circumstances and start changing with the word.
Amen.
Get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I gave you scripture to go with that. And so now, all right, I want to go to verse, not verse 5, I want to go to part, I want to go to 5, because I gave you 4 of these. I want to go to 5. Stop trying to change everything around you and start changing everything in you. Let's go to Proverbs 20. Because if you're going to walk by faith, faith will take you through changes.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh,
yes. Faith always take you through changes. And if you're not willing to change inwardly, you'll never see faith produce outwardly. All right? I guarantee you, you remember when you was in high school, you have changed a lot since high school. You're not the same person. Your goals even changed. Are you with me? Why? Because every level of advancement, there must be a recalibration of you on the inside. Man, I'm teaching good. And so let's just look at this, okay? So you have to stop trying to change everything around you and start changing everything in you. Proverbs 20, let's go there. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And look at verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, what is he saying here? I understand that's a law of double reference here. Now, he's talking about the spirit of man. God enlightened man's spirit. But what happened is the spirit, when it says searches the inward part of the belly, you're talking about those things that don't need to be there. He revealed them to you to change them.
Amen.
That's what he's saying here. So the inward parts, of the belly, he said, that's what it's searching. It's searching the inward part. What need to be there and what don't need to be there.
Amen.
Okay? So let's just keep moving here. Okay? Let's go to Matthew 15. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Matthew 15. So you had to stop trying to change everything around you and start changing everything in you. That's the key, folks. That is the key. You know, as you grow, you change. Matthew 15. I want you to look at verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Right? Shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. Now I want you to digress to verse 16, please. Digress to verse 16. And Jesus said, Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and are cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. Now, watch this. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. And these are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hand defile not a man. Now, let's just look at this. So Jesus, what he's showing us here, what is inwardly that need to change. That's what he's showing us, okay? Not to be in denial about it, but to change. Not to be in denial about it, but to change. So, you know, when you eat something, it go through your system, and then it go through your body. A change take place. And so he's showing us whatever you are eating, whatever you're eating in life, whatever you are doing in life, you know, it gonna cause some type of change in you.
Amen.
So now, that's why, now I'm beginning to understand, we say, guard your heart with all diligence.
Yes.
For out of it flows changes.
Amen.
Issues of life, changes. Okay? So now, I'm gonna take a side note real quick, because when I was studying this out, the Holy Spirit told me to put side note,
Amen.
Say this, all right? I mean, he did. I'm just following what he said. This is what the Holy Spirit said. You draw who you are in your life. You draw who you are. I keep drawing the same people in my life. It's because you draw who you are. Anything, it's strange, because anything that make you feel uncomfortable, you'll shun it away. Why? Because it may cause you to want to have to change something. But it's strange because if it's familiar to you, you invite it. This is the Holy Spirit said, this is the main reason why some people can't take their faith to the next level. Because they never made real efforts inwardly to change. So therefore, they hang around something that is familiar. So, and what it do? It draw you back. Broken people often draw other broken people who agree. Listen to this, what the Holy Spirit said. Broken people often draw other broken people who agree with their brokenness. I'm just showing you this. Because the key to change is changing the environment. Okay? Let me just keep going here because I don't want y'all looking funny. And so that's the key. So broken people draw other broken people because they agree with their brokenness. And so now you got to take inventory. Who agreeing with my stuff that I know that need to change? I don't want somebody agreeing with me all the time. My friends, right? I don't want my friends agreeing with me all the time. You see something wrong, please tell me. You know, don't let me walk around. You know something in my nose, exposed, and I'm smiling. And I got a soldier right there. I don't do that. I don't need people who agree with me all the time. I know, but I don't need friends. All my friends, they are friends. It's like, no, doc, that's wrong. No, brother, I love you, but that's wrong, bro. Why you think the Bible says faithful are the wounds of a friend? Because a friend provokes change. But the kisses of an enemy is deceitful. You know the kisses of an enemy? When you know you wrong and they agree with it. That's not your friend. That is an enemy. Glory to God. So now you got to start seeing who really is my friend. Because I got to be very mindful who I label friend now. Friend provokes me to change for the best. But the deceitful kisses of an enemy, they agree with my foolishness. Ooh. Glory to God. Now watch this. Let's go to, man, y'all got me all off here. No, I don't want to go nowhere. The next one, stop making excuses not to change. Simple. Stop making excuses not to change. Judges 15, let's go there. Because sometimes, you know, like, nah, you know, this ain't the right time. And some church folk get real spiritual. You just ain't the right season. Boy, church folks say, they say some stuff, boy. This ain't the right season. You go sit down. You know, you just don't want to change. Somebody need to talk to you about this stuff. You know, provoke you to move forward. Now, watch this. And Judges 15, I'm going to show you something real quick, okay? Look at verse 1. This is Samson. Y'all know the story. You saw the movie. Just playing. I'm just playing. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife and to the chamber, but her father would not suffer him to go in. After her father said, I verily thought you didn't like her. I thought you hated her. Therefore, I gave her to your companion, to your best friend. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? You know? Now, take her, I pray thee, instead of her. Now, in this day and age, somebody said, I'm going to get the gun. We're going to settle this. All right? But watch that. I want you to see this. Now, Samson had every reason to be hurt. But I want you to see something here. And Samson said concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistine, though I do them a displeasure, I do harm to them. This is what's going on. He was making excuses why he shouldn't change. I got a reason to do it now. You don't understand my hurt. You don't know what I went through with that. So you got to excuse my behavior. Because I'm not going to change the behavior. I'm going to act it out. But you're going to have to give me a pass on it. Samson said, I'm just going to hurt everybody else. Because I was hurt. So I don't need to change. They need to just adjust to the hurt. And that's where most people at. They don't want to change, but they want everybody else to adjust to their hurt. Because they don't want real healing to come in. Because when real healing come in, you're going to have to forgive some stuff that you didn't really forgave years ago. Folks, you can't move in faith with unforgiveness in your heart. You can't move to the next level when you still rehearsing the pain from your past. Glory to God. Well, Pastor, you don't know what my ex-husband did. You don't know what my ex-wife did. You don't know what this relationship. No, got nothing to do with that. Because I know what they did to Jesus, but look what he did on the cross. So don't give me that excuse. We all can have pain. We can rehearse, but it's up to you to do it. Up to you to change it. Glory to God, folks. Look at this. Let's go to 1 Peter. Pastor, they just don't understand. Nobody don't go through what I'm going through. I'm going to go ahead and show you, give you your way out of this so you can stop making that excuse in your life. Let's see what the word have to say about this. You know, I'm the only spot in the earth out of 6 billion people that went through this. Let's see what the word say about this. You know, when somebody wants sympathy for not changing or sympathy for not accepting some kind of change. Watch this. Let me show you this. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 here. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking who he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Wait, put it in Amplified. Withstand him. Be firm in the faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical suffering are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. In other words, what he is showing us is that people go through things and people can sympathize with that. So you won't sit up there and say, well, you're doing this because no one understands. He said, no. You got brothers in this earth that went through this. Get wisdom from them so it can provoke change in you. Because if you don't take the wisdom from that, glory to God, guess what? You ain't gonna have no reason to change. Because you're gonna want everyone else to adjust to your pain. And that's the wrong way of thinking. Amen. Why should I have to adjust to your pain, amen, when I have not sowed pain in you? Amen. And so what's going on, instead of averting or dealing with that harvest that's trying to come up in your life that you need to root out with the word, what you're doing, you're giving people a harvest that don't even deserve it because they didn't sow nothing but love. Lord, have mercy. Boy, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm teaching good tonight. Now, watch this, okay? Watch this. The next thing is this. Because when you make an excuse is not to change, you begin to take on the mindset that everyone owes me something. And that mindset is a victim mindset. And that mindset will never provoke you to change, but it'll try and force everybody else to change around you. And so you become forceful with everyone else because they're not adjusting to you. Because you don't want to change inwardly, which you know there is something wrong inwardly that need to be adjusted or calibrated inside of you. So you take the easy way out and just go and just lash out on everybody else until they submit to your foolishness. So when they get around you, now don't say that because you know that person will go off. Devil is a lie. Because I'm just going to tell you the truth. You can get up and walk out and walk through the wall. I don't care. Because to go to the next level of faith, you must have to make changes on the inside of you. You have to stop making excuses why you can't do it and go ahead and use the word to do it. Glory to God. The next one here. Without change, you would never enjoy the new. Now, I want to spend a little bit of time on this one. Without change, you would never enjoy the new. Go to Luke 5. Luke 5, all right? I just want to give you some instructions here because if, you know, change is important if you're going to produce anything in the kingdom, you're going to produce anything in your life. Change is important because if you don't change, you'll lose it. Yeah. Luke 5, You in Luke 5? Amen. All right, I'm waiting for everybody to get there. Let's go to Luke 5 real quick. Okay. Okay. Ray T, come get this coat. It's kind of warm. Okay, Luke 5. Look at verse 36 here. And he spake unto a parable, also a parable unto them. No man put a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new make a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. No man put new wine into old bottles, else the new wine would burst out the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. Amen. But new wine must be put in new bottles and are both preserved. Now watch this. No man put new into the old because the old can't contain the new. Right. Now, I'm going to go on with this. Listen to this. Until you start making radical changes inwardly, you can't enjoy the new because it won't contain it. It will spill out of you. In other words, if you don't make adjustment inwardly and you get something new, you'll spoil it with your old way of thinking. Because, for example, you get something or someone in your life and you have not made inward changes of forgiveness and none of that. You get someone new come into your life. Now, you haven't made changes inwardly of forgiving people or doing this. What you would do, you will spoil that new that came into your life because you will project all the old that someone transferred to you and you'll put it on them and you'll spoil it. That's why he said right here that in verse 36, he spake also a parable unto them. No man put a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new make a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new, it won't even agree with the old. It will be resistant towards it. I'm telling you, folks, it'll be resistant towards it. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, that thing would not, you begin to start thinking a certain way and do not change inwardly about things, and then something new come to you, you would destroy it.
That's right. Amen.
Why? It's not you per se, it's your thinking.
That's right. Amen.
It's the old way of thinking.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You
can't contain it. He said right here in verse 38, the new wine must be put in new. No, verse 37, no man put new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles.
Yeah.
It won't contain it because you have not changed to hold the blessing.
Amen.
And the change first go in your thinking. Be not conformed to this world, Romans 12 and 2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you don't change how you think, you can't have what God have given you already. You won't contain it. Glory to God. So you can't go into the new thinking old ways, folks. Glory to God. Now look at this. Because they said one of the most, to destroy something, all right? Let's think about this. You use something day in and day out. Day in and day out. Day in and day out, eventually gonna wear and tear. It's gonna wear and tear. And you put something new in there, that new furniture or whatever would not even look good in it because of the wear and tear. Some things have to be ripped up and ripped out and changed out. I'm thinking about a house that you can paint, not the house with panels, that, you know, with the sidings, you know, but houses you can paint. You haven't painted that house in 15 years. And you put new furniture inside of it. Nobody would know the difference when they look at the house. You haven't even done the floors in years. You haven't even painted the walls in years. That new furniture would not stand out if a person go in there. The first thing that stand out is the walls.
Wow.
They won't even pay attention to the furniture.
No.
So, this is my question I'm asking you. Now, what have you not changed in you folks that people is paying attention to? I'm just saying. Now, watch this, because you without change, you can't enjoy the new. Because you're going to always looking at them walls. You sitting on that new furniture looking at the walls. Like, man. You can't even enjoy the soap. Man. Still looking at that hole in the wall. Man. Until you what? Change that hole in the wall. You have to patch up the hole, paint over it. You get what I'm saying? Faith can't work, folks, when there's no change. Faith can't work with no change. Because faith go from glory to glory. So when it said faith go from glory to glory, that change and changing. Change and change. It's changing. Faith is changing on a continuous basis. If you do not know how to adjust to change, you cannot maintain or even contain the blessing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Next one here. Number 8. Stop complaining why things not changing. Now, this is how you get radical change in place. All these things I'm giving you. You got to stop complaining why things not changing in your eyes. Because most definitely, you're probably focusing more on the outward than the inwardly. Things ain't changing. Well, what is you looking out from? Now, take an honest look at yourself inwardly. That's what you have to do. Let's go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Let's look at this. Why things not changing? Reason why, probably because you ain't. But that's another reason. Could I show it to you? We're in Matthew 7. Watch this. I know this is a different message, but I'm provoking something in you.
Amen.
Because you had to come to the place where you got to work on you.
Amen.
That'll keep a whole lot of drama out of your life.
Yes,
trying to work on everybody else's problems.
Amen.
And not even work on you. Amen. Now look at this. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and bare, and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, let's just look at this. Simple principle here, okay? This is when you have to take an honest look at yourself inward.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to copy and distribute this message to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way. For more resources, go to kevinrogersministries.org.